Well, it was absolutely fantastic. It's what we thought it would be. There was a very big crowd that turned up after sort of being missing for sort of 3 years. I estimated between 7,500 and 8,000 people yesterday, which was fabulous. You know, whether that's a combination of it being off for 3 years or the fine weather we had, maybe a bit of both. But it was a very big crowd, and the whole day just went super, really. You know, we had a filling of the bottle in Medbourne for the first time, and there was quite a few people around in Medbourne then, so they were gathering their troops. And even on the children's parade to the church, that was very full of people, and lots of new villagers, of course, that have moved in and haven't seen it before. Then followed by a great church service by the Reverend Nicky, sorry, Jane, and yeah, and then we sort of got that the action really going with a hair pie parade down to the church, and thousands of people were lining the streets, and you could probably see from even probably from Andrew Carpenter's video just how many people were in that street when the pie was took to the church gates, and the pie was blessed and passed in the traditional way to the crowd, so they all had a piece. Some of it saved in sacks, and then of course we eventually marched with sacks and bottles to the field, where we one thing I did this year, I got one of the sack carriers was Sasha Bull, the daughter of the, you know, sort of the legend Simon Bull in the bottle kicking. So I got her to throw with me the contents of the sack. That's normally Dave Marlowe and myself do that, but I thought it was something just to mark him. Dave then sort of took over the proceedings on the field as he does, and we had a minute's applause for Simon and for John Bullers, which was really, really good. You know, that was a very loud sort of you know, sort of round of applause was heard, and everybody observed that really, really nicely. And then proceedings took off. Medbourne started really well. It went over the lane and over the field towards Medbourne. But I predicted that when it got to the level, the field levelled out from the slope, that Hallerton might be able to push it back and over the lane. And surely they did. The great Harry Hollis took a tremendous run through the field and threw it over the hedge. And then Hallerton slowly worked it through. The injured Chris Potter lasted about 2 minutes before he joined in, and he was a legend in the bottle kicking, as was my nephew Jack. I think those three in particular fought really well. The whole of Hallerton fought really well, and you know, sort of a cousin of Chris Potter, Dan, he was magnificent too. So you know, a lot of the Hallerton players really fought well, but to be fair, a lot of the Medbourne guys fought really well. They brought back Marek Kwizik, who made a difference for Medbourne. He was a very strong participant, as was a few other you know, members of the Medbourne team, and they fought really well. But eventually, we worked it down almost down towards the hedge, and then eventually overtook Tallerton's Brook, and that was scored, and ironically enough, by three stalwarts of the Hallerton team: Harry Hollis, who else? Chris Potter and Jack Williams, my nephew. So all three of them laid over together. So you couldn't really hand it to any one of them, because they all both all three of them deserved to be named as the players that did it. The second bottle was really good. One of the Marlowe boys, Steve, made a good run with it to start with to the side, to opposite way that Medbourne go. It wasn't directly down the hill, but he took it in as experience away from the danger. And then Hallerton eventually worked it down all the way to the brook, because there was no breakaway and really just went straight. Medbourne fought it all the way down and over to the brook. So good, you know, credit to them really. But the probably the guy that starred in the second bottle as much as anything was young Ben Marlowe. He'd got 10 stitches from the first bottle, but he took part in the second, and he was the one eventually that crossed the line with it for Hallerton. So you know, that was you know, a new era of Marlowe's begins with a Marlowe sort of unnamed, but not one of the four old stalwarts, and that was good too. So After that, we all went back to the village green, opened up the kegs, put the star players on the top of the buttercross, drank the winnings, and a couple of team photographs afterwards, and everybody then went home really, really happy. And I'm pleased to announce there really wasn't many injuries. Ben had 10 stitches in his leg. There's a few cuts and bruises, but no broken bones. That was really good because, you know, the ambulances are always there, and we hope they're never used, but inevitably you'll get a few, you know, bumps and scrapes. How rough and, you know, and sort of the thing the whole event is. But, I didn't hear anybody complaining in any way. The pubs were busy, the crowds were happy, you know, the ice cream vans were selling out. So everybody had a fantastic day, and I think it was just great to be back, great to have the whole atmosphere in the village again, and we'll on 2023, really. Yeah, I mean, you know, thanks to everybody that helps. You know, we've got a committee, and I think Dave went through the committee with everybody when he did his piece on Friday. But there's some others that in the village that, you know, do the marshalling for us. And thanks very much to them guys, because when we're doing the parades, somebody there needs to be stopping the traffic. You know, the committee are all involved in the actual bottle kicking part. So they, you know, they... We can't sort of, and you can't really put that in the hands of the scouts that do our car park, and they're good luck. But when you're managing traffic and people are anxious to sort of get parked or get through, it needs a bit of decorum. And, you know, the guys that marshalled for us, you know, thanks to them, they were really, really helpful. And thanks to everybody. I mean, we even had Alicia Cairns, our local MP, turn up, and she helped the rector tie the ribbons at the buttercross when we decorated the bottles. So all sorts of people were involved yesterday. So thanks to everybody and everyone that all came and enjoyed themselves.